Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn in for Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Speedo thing I still never get over. Although I am thinking about it more and more now. I think he's right. What the hell? Put it on. Wear it.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking about it,
you
too.
You mean you think I'm right?
I mean, James is thinking, right? I knew James would be thinking about it, right? It's just something
I haven't been thinking about.
Yeah, the more you hear it, the more you're like, you know what? Why not?
Let me tell you
why should I be worried about what other people think?
Let me tell you something. Jay has worn a Speedo before.
All right, let's
That's why yesterday... He said what he said, then after he realized it was getting heat,
I told you
was like, I didn't really wear it.
I told you that I've never worn a Speedo, but I have been to a new beach.
And I'm nude.
I rock it.
You
confident.
Went straight nudity. Like Jay
I tell
Will.
My wife I'm about to deliver the package.
Jeez.
What?
All right. Seth Greenberg.
Breaking
news.
Oh, we got some breaking news. Woj reports that four-time All-Star Kemba Walker and the Detroit Pistons are finalizing a contract buyout.
Shocking.
He'll become a free agent. Han, how about this story? Kemba Walker returns to his hometown team, the Knicks. Oh, wait.
That's a year late.
Can I just read back real quick?
That was hurtful.
Yeah. I feel like
so
yesterday.
Unnecessary.
I got to a certain point, Han, where – I just wanted to bring this up because I wrote it to you, and your response was pretty bad, where I pretty much said, Han, I can't wait for the Hawks to come to MSG. Ice Trey drops a 40-piece, and Murray holds Action Brunson to 12 points on 4 of 8 shooting in a blowout, and the fans start to turn on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. It just feels like it's written. It just feels like it's set up perfectly for that. And I hate that for you, but it's
no, you don't.
Happen.
No, you don't hate. See, that's where you see everything you said there was truthful until that very end part of that. You hate that for me.
It's going to happen, though.
No, but you love that for me, don't you? Like you, this. Look, there always has to be the lovable loser in every group. I'm that guy. That's me.
What's the first thing I said to you yesterday when we started talking about this? I said I like the Jalen Brunson move. This is who I think you guys need to go get. What did I say? Who did I say you guys need to go get?
I don't know. Who'd you say?
I said DeJounte Murray. And you said, I don't know. It's just the bag. It's got a lot of stuff.
Man, Rich Paul was never letting him come to the Knicks.
You don't
Let's
know
be
that.
Honest. Come on.
I mean, you don't know that.
I don't know. Well, it didn't happen. And now Trae Young has another star on the team. Is Trae Young a superstar? Are the Hawks that it team now? All that stuff. Who knows? But the superstar conversation is something we have been having here based off of what Shaq said. And everybody wants to sound off on it. You can too at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know who else wants to jump in on this? Our good friend Seth Greenberg, who joins us right now. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jay Will, first of all.
What do I do now?
All right, Luka Doncic is an international superstar. He's not even just an NBA superstar.
Okay,
Luka Doncic is an international superstar.
I would
world
agree.
Renowned.
I would agree.
Through the door, boom, that's over.
Seth, right? We're in agreement on that. By the way, we're in agreement on that. I said he's a superstar.
All right, Jay Will, your guy Zion Williamson, he was a college superstar. His best highlights right now come from his camp when he dunks on little kids.
I mean,
I don't care how many Instagram followers you have. Like, a superstar is a guy that impacts the game. The dude hasn't impacted anything since he blocked that corner three at Virginia. That was a freakish play. He's a potential superstar. And John Morant is an emerging superstar. You got to get it done on the court to be a superstar. Like, we're not talking about Instagram followers. We're not talking about TikTok. We're not talking about Twitter. We're not talking about social media. We're talking about, like, dudes that can go out and flat be a superstar, dominate the game.
The dude is averaging. Seth Greenberg, the audacity you have to call into our show and try to debate me on it.
Yes, you
do this on purpose. And you talk about impact the game. The dude averages 27-7. I get if you want to make the case that the best ability is availability. I get that. But let's not act like Zion Williamson doesn't make an impact on the court when he is available.
But he hasn't become a superstar yet, though, Jay Will. He's a guy that's an if. He's the ultimate if.
Seth.
He's got to be on the court to be a superstar.
Let's talk about this. Because we talk about this on TV all the time. When when Zion Williamson plays, how many games on national TV do you see that ESPN puts? You think ESPN has a good radar about who the superstars of the league are or who attracts a lot of the talk around the league? We do that every day in studio. So you're telling me like Zion Williamson and the Pelicans don't get games?
Attracting viewers and being a superstar, you got to get it done on the court. Like,
well, let me jump in on that.
Let
me jump in on that
viewers,
point, though, Seth.
That doesn't mean you're a superstar.
You're wrong, Seth.
You have a brand.
But that leads us to, I think, the point of the conversation, and I that's why, like Key said something and Jay said something. I said it's two different perspectives, and they're both right. And Seth, you're on Jay's side of it, where you're just so deep into it. It's amazing that you actually are contrasting on this because you both are such deep into basketball. You're seeing it as only on the court because as a basketball person, you think a superstar is just strictly about basketball. Where you can like a pop singer could have no musical talent whatsoever, just have a good voice and have a couple of pop songs and sell out stadiums. But then you have somebody who's a classically trained, amazing musician who might barely sell out an arena. It's superstar is not just what you are doing on the court and the stats you put up, but it's also like, does somebody who doesn't really follow sports know who you are? Then that makes you a superstar. That's at least what I think when we talk about superstars. Do you sell the sport to people who don't really care about the sport?
Shaq was talking about dudes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that part's true. About guys that earn their money because they are superstars, and their return on their money is winning. That's what he was talking about. I mean, like,
yes.
It's totally taken out of whack.
I was trying to define superstar, though, and I don't know if it's what Shaq is saying either.
Seth, can you admit, that people will have different definitions of superstar? And that after hearing Alan Hahn's explanation of how we were building out our roster of superstars, can you understand how that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, we can agree to disagree. Yeah, you and I have done that once or twice in our life.
Maybe. No, but I love the passion. And you know what though? What Seth brings up though is going to be the criticism of Zion going forward.
I agree,
it continues to be. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a big story about Zion. They're about to give him a max extension off his rookie deal. He's going to get $180 million, and he hasn't played half his games yet. But they're doing it based on what they hope he can become if he can just stay healthy. It's a big hope, though.
The league is a futures market no matter what. So if they can get him on a max deal and he's healthy, then it's a bargain. But the whole league is a futures market. I mean, you're seeing guys that shot 27% from the three-point line in the G League that are 18, 19 years old that go in the lottery. The league has totally gotten younger and younger.
Yes.
And it's a futures market. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's why I say there's so few. Like, John Morant's going to be a superstar. He's an emerging superstar.
Agree with that.
You know, the league is a league of role players. Alan, you know that. Keyshawn, you know that. Jay Will, you know that. Now, Jay Will, when you play college basketball, you were a superstar. You define the sport. You were absolutely a superstar. Let me ask you something. Who are the other good guys? Like Dunleavy, good player. He wasn't a superstar. He won two-time player of the year.
Wait,
good
Seth.
Player.
Seth, first off, are you on the treadmill? Are you walking right now? Are you getting
I'm
a workout
walking.
In?
Yeah,
see,
right
I know
now.
I know your morning routine. You're fired up. The blood is going.
That's why.
You're walking on the you're watching us on the screen.
Adrenaline is pumping.
I got a strong 6 miler going right now. You can't keep a vital like this. I wouldn't wear a speedo, but you can't keep a vital like this
Please don't wear a speedo.
I say you should be able to. You wear it because you can. Don't worry about people think.
Seth could wear a speedo in about 15 years when he gets a little older and he wants to go hang out in the south of France. He can do that. He earned it then.
It.
Right now, he's still young.
I hope that I'm above ground 15 years from now.
Oh, no. You'll be above ground. Don't worry.
Oh, with that passion, you're going to be around for a long time.
Just keep going 6 miles.
Well, I'm glad you came on here, Coach, and gave Jay some real insight about what superstar status is because he just thinks
now you're trying to frame the conversation that way.
He just thinks that everybody's a superstar because they play in the NBA.
No, I do not. Stop telling people lies.
Seth, misleading narrative.
Last thing I'll say about this, Seth, all I said is I think there are superstars in the league. I think some superstars, their resumes are not as complete as others. But it does not mean that they are as box office, right? Like, so, like, I think Ja Morant is box office. Is his resume as complete as LeBron James? Nowhere close. Nowhere close. LeBron's in the category by himself.
I call him an emerging superstar. I call Zion an if superstar, if he ever played.
Wow. Jeez. See, that to me is the most compelling part of the conversation. Seth, thanks so much for the perspective. Enjoy the rest of your walk.
And if superstar.
Enough
with you.
All right, that's
superstar.
All right, brother.
That is Seth Greenberg's perspective. What is yours? 888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. What is a superstar to you? Who is a superstar in the league? And do you agree or disagree with Jay about Zion? It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Allen Hahn in for Max ESPN Radio. Let's grab some calls here. We begin with Dennis in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dennis.
Hi.
What's up?
What up?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in on Shaq's list. I think Shaq is right on point with this, and I must say 19 has been saying this all along, and he said it again today to support what Shaq is saying. Superstar, you just can't take that word lightly. That's a very meaningful word. So when you start earmarking somebody as a superstar, that individual has got to not only back it up on the court, but he also has to back it up off the court. So, you know, you've got to show the talent. You've got to be able to indicate that you have either reshaped the league or are shaping the league. You know, people like Steph and Giannis and LeBron, those are individuals that have done that. So this is very important. So what 19 said today about being a superstar, about being a star.
Dennis, you stop referring to this man as 19. You are.
Why? Mitch,
hey. Oh, I love
what
that.
Jay is a
name,
grown
his name is Joseph.
Man.
His name is Joseph.
That's a name, Dennis.
No, I look.
Dennis, you should see his face
whenever
every time
you
see
me,
19.
Whenever
like
you
little
see
kid
me walking
grinning.
Around wherever I'm at in Carolinas and we running each other, you could always say, hey, 19, how you doing? It's fine. Don't listen to Jay.
Ego, Dennis. Don't do
well,
that.
Hey.
Well, can I say one more thing about 19? Maybe one day you should take a measurement as to the number of people who remember NFL players' numbers.
By number.
Now,
ooh,
I bet you 19 would be at top of the list. I mean, I can think of 84. I can think of Randy Moss. But when I think of star players in the NFL, the number that comes to me most often is 19.
You see, it's weird though, Dennis, because last time I saw keyword 19, it gives me a different memory. It just looked different.
Let me, in our two-on-two challenge, Dennis, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you followed my short career and appreciate my play on the field. Call in anytime.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Next caller,
I had nothing planned for the rest of the hour, so 9:30 we're
going to Dennis
go.
Just produced the rest of the show for us.
At 9:30 we are going to get a couple of numbers, and the first name that comes to mind, we're going to do that at 9:30, about 15 minutes. Thank you, Dennis. We had nothing planned for this hour.
Thanks for producing the show,
man. Why you always hate Jay? You sound like a hater,
talking with your hands? I see you in the studio. You don't even talk like that.
Now, if anybody has anything planned for 9:45, we're still looking to fill that segment.
Jay be hating.
Nah, man. I'm not hating. I'm just watching you in the monitor. You smile like a little
badass kid. Ain't nothing wrong with calling me 19.
He called you 19 like it's Stranger Things. It's like 11. Like you're not 19.
You can't call somebody 11, though. You can't call 11. Don't sound right.
You can call Isaiah Thomas 11.
No, you can't.
Zeke, why can we call you 19?
Because you know why you can't call him 11? Because he's Zeke. That's why. Like, you can't. You can call Derrick Brooks 50.
But you're Keyshawn.
You call Derrick Brooks 55. No. 19, a lot of people call me 19.
You don't choose your nickname?
So you just put yourself in the same category as 23? That's what you're saying?
Oh.
That's what you're trying to say?
No, what's 23?
Uh-huh. What do you mean who's 23?
Who's 23 is MJ.
Yes.
23 ain't, that's MJ.
Yes.
He's known as MJ or Mike. He's not known as 23.
He is known as
23. No.
Man,
that is the most famous number.
Wait,
Kid,
hang on a second.
Famous number in the history of sports.
Man, if you say MJ, If this you is, say MJ.
This is absurd.
What are you, Key?
What? Hold on a second.
What the hell?
Evan has known Keyshawn Johnson from like day one when you were drafted day one. Evan, have you ever known? Have you ever known Keyshawn Johnson as 19 in your life, aside from the fact that that was his jersey number?
No, I always refer to him as one. That's where he went in the draft. So.
That's right. 96.
Well, number many, one in my many heart.
Of my, many of my teammates called me 19, though. They didn't say
because when they were mad at you, maybe.
Alan, don't
no,
let
they
this,
just say 19.
Don't let
That's
this
all.
Go. You're telling what? The most famous number in the history of sports
yeah.
is 23 for MJ,
oh, you're saying,
man.
Oh, you're
I never,
saying
I'm never yet. Saying it's not famous, Jay. People don't refer, at least the people that I know, don't refer to him as 23. They refer to him as MJ.
Hmm.
It's just when I hear 23, I automatically think Michael Jordan. 23, man.
But even I never you, hear but I never hear 23.
There is no other number.
There's no other number because people don't rock
I
it.
But I never hear 23.
Because people don't rock it like that. Because they don't dare to go
MJ.
Towards it.
I just hear MJ. And so if, like, Kobe.
I know, I hear 23 a lot.
Like, Kobe is 2-4. So when you say 24, it registers.
Yeah,
me.
Then I got eight, though. I get a little, I go back and forth. It's like that little.
This is going to be a
I
fun way to finish the show. No, we're going to do this, but we do have to get back
Maybe
to callers about.
Maybe you ought to pick the better number.
Well, how about we go with this number, which is caller number two. That would be Mike in Rochester. Mike.
How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
We're just fighting today.
But how are you?
No, just listening to Jay Hayden.
So the superstar thing, guys.
Yeah.
It's good. So the superstar thing, it's simple. Shaq is right. There's superstars, and then there's superstar talents. Ja, Luka, all those guys, superstar talents. They're not superstars yet, but they'll get to that superstar level just like Giannis. Giannis was a superstar talent, and then he became a superstar once he went to the finals, won the chip.
So it's a superstar depends on, like, how far you get in your career. That's all that matters. In your book, that's what a superstar is.
How far you get, what you do on off the court. LeBron and Steph obviously changed the game. Giannis. And then those guys, the average fan will know.
Wait, did you say KD? Like, did you say KD?
Yes, yes.
So,
KD for sure.
So KD, because you don't hold that against him that he play with another superstar and Steph Curry? To get his
no,
chips?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm just confirming. Just clarifying.
No, you
I don't.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't know. I'm just clarifying.
It's the
Thank
same
you, Mike.
Thing I'm saying, though, Jay.
Let's get a few more voices
it's,
in
it's
on this, guys.
It's that crackle pop off the court, too.
I agree with Keith. It's
it,
definitely
19,
that.
I get it.
Corey's in New York. Corey.
Hi, Kiwi.
Hey, Kiwi.
Kiwi. Where are the cows at, Corey?
Oh, I got plenty of them.
There they are.
Why, you want to come feed them?
Wow.
Yeah.
That got weird.
You're more
you
than
got,
welcome
Corey?
To come to New York, Greenwich, New York.
I would like to do our show from there. Key, we should go.
That's right. That's yeah. about two blocks from your house, Jay.
Why are you trying to tell people where I live?
It's about 30 minutes north of Saratoga Springs.
Oh, wow.
It's really it's God's cool. country.
Okay.
I also, Han, I like you on the show, too, when you come on, because sometimes we get caller roulette.
Oh, you know what?
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that could be a Friday staple. Maybe we'll do that Friday.
9:45.
Oh, we're producing.
9:45.
So now we have
9:45.
Corey producing the show for us. At least
all right, what do you
guy.
Want, Corey?
It's too late. We had to go. Dana's in Richmond. Dana.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. I'm with you. I'm going against the Virginia Tech coach. I don't know what the heck he was talking about Zion is not a superstar.
Thank you.
I don't know what he was talking about, but I'm with you, Jay.
Thank you,
I agree
man.
With you 100%.
You got to tell
him. Zion is a superstar. The only knock that I've received about Zion has been, but he doesn't play. But then I add, but when he does, though. Again, I go back to the musician thing. A musician, there could be a guy who's brilliant, but like will put out like one album and then you'll wait like 5 years for another one. It's like, God never makes music. Yeah, but when he does.
And I'm just saying, I know there are levels of superstardom here, but like to act like that dude doesn't have gravity everywhere he goes. Come on, man. Everything he does, even when he's dunking on little kids, goes viral. People talk about it on TV like it's something, like it's an actual full-blown topic.
And you know, you knew this was coming, right? Like all the talk about how big he looked all season, how heavy he got and all that stuff. I kept saying, like, you know it's real when you start getting the ripped shirtless Zion stuff on social media. That's starting to come out now, right? We're getting the workout videos. We're seeing him out and about. And they're trying to show you now how he's getting himself into shape. Why? Key money's the best motivator, isn't it? He has $100 million of reasons why.
I think. Look, here's what I'm going to say. And this is the thing that drives me just bonkers. And Jay knows this. I have a hissy fit when people start talking about a guy's not working out. Okay, a guy's not working out. He's not doing anything. We just had Booger McFarland on. Mm-hmm. And like Booger said, I never went to OTAs or none of that stuff. Right? This was way back when. Okay? But I came in. They looked at me. I was like, damn, what you been doing? You look amazing. Just because you don't show people every day in video clips that you working out. And I say the same thing about James Harden. Everybody now all of a sudden changing the narrative on him because they saw him on the video shooting basketballs. Like, come on, man. Y'all know damn well these dudes work out. Y'all know this. Just because we don't see it don't mean they're not doing it.
That's the problem with this. That's the problem, though. You're right. And Booger said it, too. Everybody today's got to show everybody what they're doing. It's like, I got to prove to you that I am working out. What have you been doing all this time?
Yeah, but that's not a blanket statement, though, Key. Like, we all know some dudes, bro.
We know some guys.
I'm not saying those guys. We know some guys, though, that don't be putting in the time.
Yeah, but some people put in the time when you're not watching or seeing.
Oh, I agree with that, yeah.
And people make it – you can't possibly be, Jay, an NBA player at a level that they're at if they're not doing something.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that. I've known guys
–
How? Because I've known guys that have worked but are super talented. And they get drafted based upon their talent, and their talent is so elite it keeps them in the league, but they don't work at it. Yeah. Without giving names, I know that for a fact.
Yeah, no, Jay is absolutely right. There's a million of those stories in the league. So on Twitter, at KJ and Max, Will said, if you said Agent Zero, everyone knows who that is. Just like if they say 19, I know it's Key. NFL wide receiver numbers were always in the 80s until Key opened the door. So we had a caller, Dennis, who gave us that idea about numbers in sports, how they identify with players. We're going to see what player Key and Jay think of first. When they hear a number, we'll do that next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Like I said, when I'm 75 and I'm on my 175-foot yacht, hanging out with my owner friends in the National Football League over in the south of France with Jay flying over in his G780 at that point. Yeah, I'll have a Speedo on at that time. If I'm Jay-Z right now.
The name of the butler would be Jordan, right? And all would be at the front of the boat here. And Jordan!
Thank you, Jordan. If I'm LeBron James, I'm right now, I got two Speedos on. I'm just, you know, when you uber rich like them dudes, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. I don't give a damn.
How you going to check out caviar and butter? What is that?
I want all that. I want caviar and butter. Give me the extra snails from the hood.
Extra snails.
The madness that is this show. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Han, you ever have caviar?
Yes.
Are you a fan?
No.
I tried it once. I was like, y'all got it. Yeah, I'm good with that.
They can keep it moving. Pat and those dudes, they can have it.
Yeah.
Escargot, have you tried that?
Nope, they can have that too.
No, it's good.
Strong pass.
No, my kids.
Humble brag, I had it in Paris. It was delicious.
Yeah, my older kids eat that stuff. I'm passing. Not till I get uber rich. When I get uber rich.
Then you just eat stuff you don't like just because it's expensive.
No. Just because it's expensive and I'm sitting there with everyone and we're just, you know, drinking some rosé and looking at the water, you know.
Han, here's a very important question for you on this show. Are you a Popeyes or a fried chicken? What is it? Not Kennedy. I don't know. KFC. That's where you know, Key, where I'm from. I call it Kennedy Fried Chicken my whole life. KFC. You a KFC or Popeyes kind of guy?
We like them both. They're great to both of us. No. We like them both.
Well, if they want to sponsor,
like both sides.
If they'd like to sponsor the show, we're all for it.
I see what you're doing,
Key. I see what you're doing.
But if you're asking me preference, Willie Colon taught me many years ago that the only way to eat Popeyes is to rest it on your stomach with your shirt off and eat it without any, you know, just with your bare hands and just get through it. And I love it. So, yes, Popeyes is the winner for me.
See, that's not how I eat Chick-fil-A.
Not KFC.
You eat Popeyes with your shirt off?
That's how he told me that's how you got to do it.
You got to do it very similar to that. It's going to make a mess.
Getting closer and closer to him being in a Speedo, I think.
I eat it with the towel.
We're bringing the Speedo back in 2022. It's going to happen.
No, I eat the Popeyes chicken on the floor with the towel down in front of me.
Yeah, there you go.
And I use my T-shirt as a napkin.
As a napkin.
That's why your shirt's off. That's
it's
got to
be right. You got to get it. They got to get it right out the grease, though. You can't be under no heating lamps.
No. You actually can give it back.
I mean piping hot.
You know, some Popeyes, they've been there for a long time, Keith.
No good. Yeah. Now, you guys might be surprised to know that there's a Popeyes within 5 minutes of my house.
No, we wouldn't be surprised. Y'all like chicken, too.
Wow. Y'all. Well, I'm just saying. I visit it frequently. I love it.
That's so funny. I'll say something. I don't know how to respond to it.
Y'all.
I was like, oh.
It's very accusational, a lot of things that you say. I'm telling you, man, you lay out the landmines
I mean, like rich people, you know? Rich people like chicken, too, you know?
Is that what it is?
And I'm you're out there with the rich folks.
Dark meat or the white meat?
Rich
huh?
people? Hilarious.
You get the dark meat or the white meat?
Well, dark meat is the better meat, obviously.
No, white meat's the better meat. Yep. Dark meat is the juicier.
Key, I'm starting to question it.
That is now going to be
Don't know if I believe in it, hon.
Lives in infamy right now. That one. Yes. But we have a game to play, don't we?
Yes.
So can we just do that, please? Dragging me there? As I tiptoe around these landmines that Key is laying out for me? Evan, let's go ahead and play this game.
Yeah, so I am on a website called calculator.net where it's going to auto-generate or random generate a number between 1 and 99. I'm going to yell the number out. You guys are going to say the first athlete that comes to mind. You got it? It's easy. Ready? 77.
Phil Esposito.
Luca. I would say Luca.
All right.
I'm old.
4.
Bobby Orr.
Brett Favre,
Scott.
Right? Brett Favre.
Byron Scott,
Brett
Favre, that's a good one.
Byron Scott's a good one.
Didn't Brett Favre wear 4? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
72? Filipino. Good job, Evan.
Oh, 72 was the fridge.
72, the fridge, but also George Mursant.
I thought he was, Sean Bradley was 77.
No, Sean Bradley was 76 because he was 7'6". Right. Mursant wore 77 because...
Oh, there you go.
Mursant 77? Yeah, okay, all right.
All right, 18.
Peyton Andy Manning. Dance-like.
Daryl Strawberry? Didn't he wear 18?
Yeah, nice one. All right.
It's got to be Peyton.
Peyton, too. I said Peyton.
21.
Man, Willis Reed.
Prime,
yeah.
Roberto Clemente.
Nice.
66,
James.
Mario Lemieux. I got
Bruce
that one.
Matthews.
I got that one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mario's an easy one, yeah.
26.
It's a random
Rod one. Woodson.
Oh, nice.
Saquon. Saquon?
Yeah, sure.
Clinton
Portis, that's a good one.
What did Curtis Martin play as a Jet?
28.
He's 28, right, okay.
Greatest Jet of all time.
It's, you know, the It's close.
Well, at least my lifetime.
Jets legend Le'Veon Bell wore 26.
That's the one, Pat. That was what I was thinking
there
of.
There it is, Pat.
Le'Veon Bell, what did he wear for
did
three games?
Did you just confuse Curtis Martin and Le'Veon Bell's Jets career?
I'm out. I'm just trying to cover for my...
No, you are out of the rest of the
missing 28 and 26.
All right, guys.
Le'Veon Bell about to fight.
Yeah. A
boxing thing or something.
Really? Who?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to fight Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
Where's that at? Is that in Vegas?
Don't ask me, man.
I like to go to stuff like that, Keith. I like to go to stuff like
that.
Why
would I want somebody to beat my head in the ring and I just left foot? I'm not. No.
All right, guys. Frank Gore's doing it too, right?
No.
He's already done it, yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he fought Jake Paul or
something.
Jake Paul, Ron somebody. Paul.
One of the Pauls. Rich Paul?
Rich Paul.
Chris Paul?
Rich Paul. Chris Paul.
Paul George?
That's how Chris Paul hurt his hand.
Logan Paul? 23.
Martin Michael. Winkendale?
23.
Mike Jordan?
23 is
Mike. Braun. Yeah.
There are others. I mean, you
what
can go Don
Mattingly.
You could go Bob Nystrom.
Harold Miner.
LeBron. Right.
This one's for Han and Han only. 57.
It'd be Bart Scott.
There you go.
Mo Lewis.
Don't forget about your guy.
Never.
50.
David Robinson.
Yeah.
The Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
80.
Wayne Corbett.
Kevin Weeks.
Wayne Corbett.
Wayne Corbett.
Oh. Damn, there you go, Key. No. Oh, you have really grown, Key. You have. No pun intended, of course.
See,
Key,
there you go doing the media
Key,
crap.
You
Key.
Have grown so much.
Oh, God, stop.
Very
Key,
proud of you in this
how
moment.
Do
you
not,
people, you
Key,
people are unbelievable.
Key, for who you are in the position you played, how do you not say Jerry Rice?
Because Wayne was my teammate, and he wore 80, and we're in New York.
Hofstra, baby.
I mean,
you think of Wayne Corbett before you think of Jerry.
Evan,
Rice.
Isn't this a moment? This is a very special moment.
I'm trying not to do the media thing.
Should we have
you
Wayne
guys,
on maybe tomorrow?
My,
and just
my dad is so retired. I don't do the media thing anymore. 89.
Oh, no wonder you're leaving the show. Got it.
Yeah, my dad retires all of a sudden. I can't keep my job.
Unbelievable. Figure that one out real quick.
You are out.
89.
Come on, Evan. Got to see the clock. Got to go to break.
89?
No, too much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know 89.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there any 89? Any memorable
89s? Santana Moss?
I mean, memorable 89s.
No, memorable. I could.
Sonoris Moss.
89?
Sonoris.
What about Steve Smith? What
about Kate Moss?
Oh, yeah, Steve Smith.
How about Kate Moss?
Pass, hard pass.
39.
On Kate Moss?
39.
Rick DiPietro. What? I was asking a follow-up question.
Dominic Hasek came to mind for me.
Rick DiPietro.
Dominic
Hasek.
Yeah, 39.
Let's go to
talk
break.
To Rick every day.
Yeah, I can't believe
you
are passing Kate Moss.
Jay's producing the show now. Let's go to break.
Everybody's producing
call
the show.
Call the roulette next.
Are we doing call the roulette next? That's what we're doing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Well, we're going to talk about the NBA and college basketball right now.
Let's just keep talking about the same topics that we've been talking about all the time. No, but this is an interesting topic, though, guys, because Imani Bates, who was at one point as a high school player, the number one player in the country, a top recruit being compared to have a career path along the lines of Jordan, LeBron, now this guy. And he, after 1 year at Memphis, is transferring out. He's in the portal, and he's going to Eastern Michigan. Jay, what's going on here?
You know, it's crazy, man. This guy was on the cover, like you said, of Sports Illustrated. And there, I remember seeing names like Michael, Magic, LeBron, and that he was next. And I this is what happens sometimes in sports, I think, where, look, he was pulled out of his school. They built another magnet school around him. He was pulled from his AAU team, went to another team. Unfortunately, man, I think parenting plays a huge role in stuff like this. And I think it's tough for a kid like that who had a lot of pressure from that early age of 15 years old for him to make it. And I unfortunately think the pressure of that and the surroundings of the business of the sport at an early age affected his ultimate trajectory. I do.
Yeah, I think, look, okay, it's late, but it's early, right? This is only a second year in college.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I say it's late because it was supposed to be a one-and-done type kid, and now it's not looking like that. So now he has to go reboot himself at Eastern Michigan to get on the floor. When you leave a Memphis, a big-time, I guess you would you call it a blue blood, Jay, type program to go to an Eastern Michigan, it's so that you can fine-tune your skills and just fill it up. All you need to do, what the coaches tell you is, hey, you come here, we're going to allow you just to be you. We're going to allow you to fill it up, run the floor. We're going to allow you to showcase your skill set, not the competition you're going to be playing against. That doesn't really matter. If you look at what's the kid that was at Washington, that's at Orlando now, they got drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers.
Markelle Fultz.
If you look at that, Markelle Fultz could have gone anywhere in the world to play basketball. He elected the University of Washington. Why is that? Because Romar told him, you can come here and fill it up and do whatever you want to do, and that was the decision that was made.
It's interesting to point out, too, that what Bates is doing also is moving close to home. That also could be part of this equation as well. Eastern Michigan is only about 20 minutes from where he went to high school, so perhaps also coming home. We got to remember, too, these are still teenagers. These are still young guys, and going through what they're going through, maybe just being home is something that he needed to do. All right, we've got your calls coming up next. Call the roulette.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hon, I like you on the show, too, when you come on, because sometimes we get caller roulette.
Oh,
you know what? We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that could be a Friday staple. Maybe we'll do that Friday.
9:45!
We're producing.
9:45!
So now we have
9:45!
Corey producing the show for us. At least
all right, what do you want, Corey?
It's too late. We had to go. So it's caller roulette time. This brings me back. Is it 2021 again? Maybe not.
Feels like it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So you know how this goes. We just spin the wheel. It lands on a call number. We pick up the call. You tell us who you are, and you get to your hot take or your question or whatever it is that you want it to be. Just don't ask us how we're doing, because as you can tell from this show, we're doing great.
What does this elevator music remind you of? Like an old person having a cigarette, just having a martini at the bar inside
in the hotel lobby.
Hotel lobby. How are you doing there, Mr. Williams? May I help you with your luggage?
Yes. Well, you know, yeah.
Your room is not ready yet, sir. Why don't you join us here in the lobby bar and have yourself, yes.
Are you going to give out the number for the individuals to call in?
Well, it's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And if James Steele would, while he's standing in his Speedo, go over to the wheel and give it a spin.
Oh, look at that.
Don't get too close to it now.
We have James Steele.
Jeez.
Look at the cab definition.
It lands on line 6.
Corey from New York.
There he is. Corey, you wanted it, you got it.
Yes, Han, Zion Williams, no, Jay Will, Zion Williams is not a superstar. I am a Duke fan, but you got to take your blue goggles off, glasses off. Zion is not a superstar. I want to bet with you. You put the poll on it for today and see what it says tomorrow and ask people, is Zion a superstar? If the poll, if he is a superstar, then you know what? I'll take the bet and I will send you a maple bourbon syrup from my farm to you as a gift to your
Jay, put the poll on. Let's go.
Whoa. I'm leaving the poll alone.
Listen, Corey wants you to put Jay, the poll on.
First off, you lose.
What do I have to do if I lose?
We're going to call Michael Phelps and have him ship you some Speedos.
And you're going to have to put the poll on.
He got me. No, I'm not wearing a Speedo on national TV. I ain't doing that. Y'all ain't going to have me trending. Oh, hell no.
Thank you, Corey. Spin the wheel, please, Mr. Steele.
I love Corey, though.
Line two.
Hey, this is Block from Tampa. Jay
What's
Will,
that?
Zion's not a star, man. If he gets hurt today, he'll be known as Greg Oden. So until you do something where your reputation will precede you after you finish, you're not a star. He's a star, but he's not a superstar.
Okay, all right. You think that if you want. I'm just trying to tell you, dude goes viral. He's more known than a lot of the people in the NBA for what he does, and the numbers prove it when he does play.
I'm curious to see if all these people saying he's not a superstar would be willing then to let him walk into free agency without a max contract. Because
no way in hell.
You're not getting a max if you're not a star. Mr. Steele, would you please spin the wheel? Call the roulette on KJM. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're on line four.
Your blinker's on.
Take my call, guys.
You got it.
Please take my call. On the 24 deal. Who do y'all think represents more? I'd say Kobe too, but he also wore number eight. So I'm gonna go with Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, the car number 24.
Okay.
Wasn't Griffey 24?
Yeah, Griffey definitely. Yeah, but maybe right? that guy. Yeah. Maybe Griffey was 30. You know, because he switched to 30 when he went to Cincinnati.
It was Barry Bonds when he was in Pittsburgh. Yeah. He was 24.
Yeah. Barry Bonds.
I'm surprised you didn't jump on Darrell Revis there.
Yeah, but yeah, I like Jeff Gordon if you want to go a car number.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good number. But here, he's we're done.
He's probably not even the best 24 to play cornerback, right?
No, that's true. But we're done with roulette right now. We're finished with it. It was a great, great run.
Well done.
Evan, you had a great 2-year stint with us as well. We just want to say, at least I do, congratulations on your next chapter and journey. Evan Wellner will no longer be one of our producers on our show. He is moving.
He's leaving us
to another block and another show to screw that up. Good luck with those guys. Just want to say, you know, congrats. Thank you. You did a wonderful job. You taught me a lot about national radio in a short period of time. I've been able to conquer that along with Jay Will and Alan Hahn from time to time. Max, if he was here, he'd say the same thing. Zubin would say the same thing. It's been a blast, a fun, different show than you've ever worked on entirely in your entire life. And you did it all because of your dad. I get it. It was wonderful to work with you.
I would like to add on to that, Mr. Wilner, to my TV producer version of Sean McVay. I just want to say thank you, man. You obviously, you come every single day prepared. You work your ass off.
Over-prepared.
It doesn't matter, man. You bring it. And I want to say thank you for making the show better. Thank you for getting us to this point. And we appreciate you, man. And hopefully at the next show, you grow a little bit taller.
And before you take the mic here, Evan, and say a farewell, let me add also, because of the time I spent on this show, 5 months last year filling in and being part of it, learning a lot, working together, arguing, fighting, everything. When I left to go back to my show, I was a better host because of working with all of you guys, everybody there, obviously, in the control room, Pat and James and Alan and obviously Evan every day on the phone and talking. And people need to understand, behind a great show is a producer that cares and puts a lot of time and effort in.
Facts.
And it's a lot for 11 years to wake up at 3 a.m. and put together rundowns and to care and the time and effort you put in. is something that should be acknowledged, and it was, and it is time now for a new challenge, and you certainly will have that also doing Sunday
the
NFL.
The last minute of the show is yours.
Thank you, Evan.
The last minute of the show is yours,
and good luck.
Thank you, Evan.
Evan, final words?
I will see you in the hallway.
No, thank you, guys. It's really been a blast. As Key said, this is different from any show I've ever worked on. I've learned a ton from you guys. I'm happy to hear that you guys learned a lot from me. And yeah, so I've done morning radio for 11 years, and it's time for me to get some sleep and spend some time with my wife. I've been married for 4 years. I've been with my wife for 8, and I've worked mornings the entire time we've been together. So it's time for me to move on and try something new. So I'll be the producer of Canty and Carlin from 3 to 7 on ESPN Radio starting in mid-July. I'm heading on vacation for 2 weeks. When I get back, that'll be my new show. And then I'll have a pretty good role on Sundays during the NFL season, helping the entire network get through every NFL Sunday. So looking forward to all of that. But really, thank you guys, and thanks to the listeners for sticking around.
Free dinner on me in 2 weeks, Evan.
Appreciate you, Evan.
Got my free dinner.
You'll always be my quarterback, my producer.
All the best, Evan Wilman.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.